In Spain, there are now 9 women in the cabinet. They outnumber the men in the new prime minister's cabinet. And it has a new defense minister, a woman who's 7 months pregnant. In a country that gave the world the word macho, these appointments aren't going over so well. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
The new defense minister, 37-year-old Carme Chacón, led her troops in a salute after she was sworn in this week. Repeat after me, she said. Long live Spain, long live the king. Spanish media are making much of Chacón being the first woman, reportedly in the world, to be named defense minister in such a late stage of pregnancy. The image of her reviewing the honor guard, her belly bulging under a maternity blouse, is all over the Spanish press. A woman, 7 months pregnant. This is a picture that will make it round the world, this TV anchor woman said. The recently re-elected prime minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, calls himself a feminist. His first cabinet had a 50-50 gender split. It created special domestic violence courts, legalized same-sex marriage, and required political parties to run as many male as female candidates. Now, Zapatero has outdone himself. His new majority female cabinet even has a minister of equality.
La tarde. La tarde con Cristina.
Vamos a darles ese margen y luego criticar a Carmen Chacón porque está.
The daytime talk shows in Spain, which often debate women's inequality, are now discussing whether the defense minister should take the legally mandated 4 months maternity leave when her baby is born. In the sleepy Madrid suburb of Soto del Real, a young couple is out for a stroll. Virginia Cano is somewhat defensive when asked about Zapatero's majority female cabinet.
Hombre, peor, no sé por qué.
I don't see why it would be any worse, she says. He should open society's mind, Alvaro Barrero chimes in, so that we all have the same opportunities and no one is discriminated against because they're a woman or pregnant or any of that. Down the street, a sporty Audi pulls up. José Álvarez and his friend talk disparagingly about Chacón, who has described herself as a pacifist. Would you think it was okay in the United States if some pregnant chick who doesn't know anything became Secretary of Defense, he says? Spanish women have come a long way since the Franco dictatorship when they were legally subservient to their husbands. But commentators say Zapatero will need to ensure that these appointments are more than just symbolic if he wants to really change the status of women in Spain. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.